Volunteers will be out in force at the Woodland Cemetery in West Philadelphia, planting gardens on top of the dead. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins introduces us to the grave gardeners.
Some of the graves at Woodland Cemetery date back to the 19th century, and most of them are worse for wear. The elements have worn away names from headstones, and nature has run rampant over the Victorian-era grave markers.
These graves were originally designed to be planters. We call them cradle graves. They're also called tombs in the French style.
That is Jessica Baumert, the executive director of the nonprofit that is bringing the historic property back from neglect.
So they have a headstone, a footstone, and two side slab pieces. So they're basically planters. All of them had just kind of grown over with grass and no longer had flowers in them.
These grave markers originally would have been planted with ornamentals by the family of the deceased. But after a century, those descendants, if there are any left, aren't coming around anymore. So Baumert put out a call for volunteers to plant and maintain miniature gardens at the feet of funereal sculptures. One condition, though, the plants have to be historically accurate to the Victorian age.
They smell more fragrant. I think they're more beautiful. I think there's just kind of a different aesthetic with historic plants that fits into the site's aesthetic.
Baumert was hoping to get 20 people to maintain 20 graves, and she was shocked when four times that many people signed up. That was last year. This year, she identified 100 graves to be planted and got 250 volunteers. The response was so overwhelming, Baumert had to reach out to the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society for help.
I mean, what's more romantic than a cemetery growing flowers?
That's Nicole Judet-Rhodes. She works for the Horticultural Society, and in her spare time, she likes to wander historic cemeteries looking for interesting plants and take cuttings of them.
The plant that I find probably more than almost any is Sweet William. And I don't know why, but it's easy to imagine that all the Sweet Williams that were buried at cemeteries over the last several centuries, that would have been a plant that would have been planted on their grave to remember them.
Rhodes put together a spreadsheet of historic plants and the conditions they thrive in. Some like to be in the shade of the headstone. Others will bloom in autumn. That season, as Jane Austen wrote, of peculiar and inexhaustible influence on the mind of taste. By then, these cradle graves will be lush with roses, lilies of the valley, forget-me-nots, bleeding hearts, and lady ferns. Many of the volunteers research their graves' deceased residents to find appropriate flowers for them. Mary McGettigan of West Philly found out that her guy, a young man named DeWitt Jane, was the son of a very prominent doctor in Philadelphia who made a fortune selling patent medicines.
So I put in bloodroot, peppermint, spearmint, something called galsaria, which is better known as wintergreen. And those were all ingredients in his patent medicines.
Part of the appeal to McGettigan, an art historian and preservationist, is that these graves hold stories, and she tries to reflect that story in her little garden above it. Many of the volunteers have a literary background, and McGettigan isn't surprised.
Not to fall into sexist stereotypes, but it's hard to not notice that the vast majority of the grave gardeners are female. There could be a certain appeal there of the romantic garden landscape to consumers of romantic literature.
Sometimes the grave gardeners discover plants that were original to the grave still in the grave. Bearded irises and forget-me-nots that survived abject neglect inside a cemetery for a century. And what could be more romantic than that? I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.